And this is the Razor Sharp program with Sharon Fabrice. I have with me right now Kelvin Granger, and he's the president of the Community Law Resource Association. Welcome on board, Mr. Granger.
Hello, Sharon. Hello, listeners.
Yes, Kelvin, it's the budget. It'd be great to get your opinion on this. We do discuss every time we get together the Constitution of Australia, and democracy, of course, which is the Constitution's at the foundation of our democracy. We're a country that's been founded in democracy, but we found that the goalposts have been moving rather radically under the Abbott government, the goalposts of democracy, to the point that they're even outside of, in the 2014 budget, they'd moved outside of democratic practice into more extreme right policies and practices, counter to democracy, and of course a huge attack they launched upon the public at large. There was a mass war that civil and political, economic, politics all in the mix, battle that's ensued. Now for the Abbott government to come up now with their second budget, even though the first budget has not been ratified. How does that look to you, the fact that it's not a ratified budget?
Well, they can forget the old budget that's gone. They've got a new budget in, and they've got to try and get that through the parliament. The interesting thing that came out of the budget from my point of view was the rhetoric that the coalition or the current government are using when they're talking about the debt and deficit in relation to the former government to the current government today. Mr. Hockey quite often in his budget speech talked about the blowout of the debt level when the former government was in power. I note in the former government, at the height of the global financial crisis, when they were in debt as a percentage to GDP, was at its most, it was about 26% of GDP. By the time the former government went out of power and the coalition government came into power, the debt as a percentage of GDP was just under 12%. So when the coalition government came to power, they had a debt ratio of about 12, or just under 12%. I note in the budget speech that it's blown out now to around 25.9%, which is 0.1% less than the former government had at the height of the global financial crisis.
Yeah, so here we're talking about, the ALP. Obviously they were in government before the Liberals came in 2013, and they had 26% of GDP debt and got it down to 12%. And then the Liberals came in 2013, and they've risen debt from 12% to 26%. And now, we're almost on the rocks, are we not, with a recession, talk of a recession. We've got 60, it's going to blow out to 60, almost 65% unemployment. And now we're seeing that, the debt itself, there isn't a plan to reduce that debt at all, by the looks. And, obviously, there's, a big concern about the way forward. So therefore, a stimulus back into the economy is what's been embarked upon, with pumping in $5.5 billion to the small business. That's quite a lucrative amount of funding. That's taxpayer funds. But at the same time too, how are we going to get on top of the debt? So $5.5 billion now on top of the fact that they're into 26% of GDP debt. That's going to blow the debt ball out a lot more, is it not?
Absolutely. The answer to how we're going to get out of it is stop selling our assets and make corporations pay some tax. I've often used this figure of the Commonwealth Bank. It's in excess of $8 billion. Now, if that was still held by the Commonwealth, that's $8 billion they wouldn't have to collect. And then, if they made the corporations pay some tax, there'd be no need for anyone in this country to pay tax.
Yeah, well, it's the corporations. Well, the thing is that the Abbott government really gave back the tax the MRRT super profit tax. That was billions of dollars they gave back to the corporations as soon as they came to power. They also gave back the pollution tax to the corporations and have made the public pay the corporation's pollution tax. We, the public, are paying the corporation's tax, which is just absolutely scandalous. And that's a huge burden upon the public, and they hide that. And then now there's $90 billion that they're not getting off the multinational corporations. They're offshoring tax, so they come here. And at the same time, too, we're selling our public assets, privatising them. The Abbott government is a private, and the Labor Party here in the state of Victoria, at the port here under the Andrews government. But it was a huge driving force in the Queensland elections, the fact that the public did not want to sell their assets up there in Queensland. And there's been a mass push by the Abbott government. He dangled a $15 billion carrot to each of the premiers of the state of Australia to get them to sell the assets, the state assets, into the hands of the public corporations and of the public assets. So we've lost all those assets that were revenue raisers for us.
That's exactly right.
And then we've been made to be heavy reliant as well on, iron ore and coal. So we're seeing here that now there's a scandal arisen in that. Tweed Forest is now pointing the finger at BHP and Rio Tinto and saying that we should have a parliamentary inquiry, that they are actually suppressing the price and pushing the price of coal and iron ore down so that the small blokes and the small players like Tweed Forest himself, with Fortescue Mines and so forth, and his other small companies that he's involved in, are actually being sent to the wolves and sent to the wall, because they can't survive because BHP is pushing the price down to eliminate them. So they're going to get they're attempting to get a parliamentary investigation into that. So they're manipulating the economy. I mean, the ACCC should be out there investigating that. Okay. ASIC, this is not in Australia's interest with these major corporations. BHP now are pushing the price down so they can knock off their competitors. That's ASIC. They should be diving in there. And now we see that to the Australian public, the Australian public are losing billions of dollars on the price of iron ore that we're actually shipping off and exporting to China. So we, the Australian public, are losing big time on that as well. So, you know, we're losing right across the board here. There's a mass clean swipe of the board as the dominoes, the chessboard keeps getting played out by, you know, politicians corrupting our constitution. Are we not? And also to where democracy now is being attempted to be crumbled, and where we've got fascism. Fascism is where, as Mussolini said, where corporatism prevails, where corporations merge with the state, that is, and with the government. That is, they merge with the politicians, and they create the political class. They're not the political class at all. It's the people that are the authority, are they not, over this nation? They are the ones who are the power and the authority over Parliament. Are they not trying to topple the tables here, these politicians? And yeah, corporations.
That's absolutely correct. The people are sovereign over and above Parliament in this country. There's no question about that. That's in the preamble of the Constitution. It's in the Constitution itself, and it's many times in the annotated Constitution. So there's no question that the people are sovereign over and above Parliament in this country. I add this country because quite clearly it's the Constitution was an imperial act of the UK Parliament. So obviously they're sovereign over us, and also the Constitution is sovereign over the people. But the people are sovereign over Parliament, no question about that. And let me make that very clear. I think I've said that many times on this show before. It's the people that hold sovereignty in this country, not Parliament.
And listeners, should our show go over the 30 minutes, you can get us up online. If you put in the Google bar, you need to go to your computer, get Google up and put in the Google bar, SharonFirebrace.com, and up comes the page and you select Sharon Firebrace Razor Sharp and you get the interviews there. You can listen to those interviews any time of the day. So, and as long as you want and as often as you want. Let's look at an article here then, Mr. Granger, and that is the article in The Age today. Now, we've been saying, talking about our concerns now for some time, and that has been an article by John Menadou. Now, he's discussing the rise of lobbyists in terms of corrupting our democracy. Now, John Menadou is a former secretary of the Department of the Prime Minister and Cabinet and the Department of Immigration and Ethnic Affairs, and is the former chief executive of Qantas. He was a general manager of News Limited. Now, this man, I mean, obviously, this is what I mean. I mean, he's worked in private enterprise. He's been seconded into government. And this is where we've had some big concerns, because we've seen this the breach of the Constitution. I mean, just in this man's title. So, you know, this is where we're not to, according to the Constitution, we're going to have total loyalty between the people that we democratically elect into our parliament and the public at large, and we've got to ensure as the public that our policies are being heard and our position, etc. But what's being raised by John Menadue is the fact that he's saying here that lobbyists are corrupting our democracy. That's exactly what Rob Oakeshott, who's an ex-MP, was in federal parliament himself, and he said precisely the same thing in a different way before he resigned out of parliament. He said that the corporations were crawling all over our parliament and all over our democracy, which is a breach of Section 44.1. Our liberties and freedoms, which is and all of our rights, which is enshrined in the Constitution here, Kelvin, supposed to be democracy, cannot function with all of this, with all the lobbyists that are crawling all over Canberra and over all the lobbyists with their interests, of course, getting their interests up, getting their policies up over and above the Australian public. I mean, is this a concern to you?
Absolutely. This, along with political donations, are the two major problems now that's threatening our democracy, in my opinion. You cannot have people affecting the governance of this country that aren't elected by the people. And let's face it, lobbyists aren't paid by big corporations just because today is Sunday or Monday or Tuesday or whatever today is. They're paid there because they get results for them corporations. Now, that effectively means that the politician they're affecting has an obedience or allegiance to that person whom is a foreign power to us, the people of Australia. And that is absolutely in breach of Section 44.1, subsection 1 of the Commonwealth Constitution. We've dealt with that many times on this show. So it is an absolute threat to democracy. And lobbyists should be absolutely banned from being anywhere near Canberra or any other politician. Just as political donations, if the same corporation that's paying to have the lobbyist makes a political donation to a political party, that political party creates an allegiance to that same foreign power. And that, again, is another breakdown of our democracy. You cannot have corporations overriding the people's wish, or you cannot have a government that governs for corporations over and above the people. I also note in the budget last week that the only people that got tax relief was business. The people didn't get any tax relief. It was business that got it. Now, the Bill Shorten wants to increase that tax relief to business. Now, that's fascism. It's the people that matter in this country, not the corporation. And it's about time some of our governments were up to speed on that and started to govern for people. Because while they're governing for corporations, they are in breach of Section 44.1, subsection 2 of the Constitution.
Well, I mean, the thing is that, get back to our democratic practice, really, which is the big issue here. It's get back to our Constitution. We're right out of the square. We're right off the board. And this is what's wrong with the system. So we're seeing that, you know, big multinational corporations are getting, whereby our assets of, which are, you know, revenue raising here in Australia, particularly our utilities, as we've mentioned many times on this show, have been sold to them. Now our ports, roads, freeways, anything that we develop, infrastructure, they use our funding out of infrastructure, to fund more roads, public transport tunnels. But the thing is that they set traps within them and they are poll tax. You know, you got to pay tolls. So the tolls being paid is going to cost us a mint and a fortune and a packet. And this is the big, it's going to send us, to enslavement, us and our children. And our future children. So, you know, we're seeing that the breach is being well and truly, happening. It's activated, It's definitely there. This is a report that really is, I think, very alarming and very concerning for all Australians, common people. We're being used as, you know, fodder, making profits for corporations. They've got, as this article here states, get a copy of it too, please, which is, today's paper, the 18th of May, and, get a copy, and it's page 20. It's written by John Mendu, M-E-N-A-D-U-E. You might be able to get it online as well. You can get it through the Age as well. It is quite alarming. But he says here that no minister or senior government official should work with a vested interest group that they have been associated with for at least 5 years or after retirement or resignation from a job. What do they do? They at the moment, I mean, they're working for them immediately and straight away. If you serve as a politician, you're supposed to be, and you give up the job, you're supposed to go out to pasture, and you're on a very handsome pension. You can survive very adequately. You don't need to be in a job. What do? They put them straight away on these boards. They're seconded into these. Transurban, for example, has got five ex-advisors to the ministers of the Labor Party in on their Transurban Corporation. They've just won a $5.5 billion contract, or they're attempting to, on building roads. That's here in the state of Victoria. This is what must stop, and it's both parties really meddling and involved in this type of activity. So it's true what John Mendu says, and it is that no minister or senior government official should work with a vested interest group. This is the very point that you're raising here, Kelvin, and that is the very point of vested interest, pecuniary interest. They're making decisions in the interest of those corporations. Those corporations are like the enemy to democracy because they are there to make a profit. Democracy and our services and programs are not there for profit. They're there to service our needs. Health, education, whatever we want, university qualifications, TAFE or whichever, in this case, even childcare and what have you, is to be funded out of our taxes. So our taxes pay for all of that. So, we're now going to be enslaved. We're now being used and utilised as a commodity for corporations to make greater profit out of us. We are moving into a very dangerous time. We're going to be in captivity. And if we look to, historical similarities, it is a very bad time in which we sit here. So let's look at it, the other point. Your concerns, the estimate of more than 1,000 lobbyists, part-time and full-time, and of all shapes and sizes in Canberra, and even secret lobbyists, to the point that it's pervasive and also insidious. In other words, it's just amazing. It's just beyond belief. Exactly what was said, and we've raised on this show many times before, by Rob Oakeshott, even by the previous Premier of the State of Victoria, Kelvin, too. Jeff Kennett. He said when he sold off the TAB, he regretted it. This is 20 years later, because he said that they're crawling all over the TAB like a cancer. And he said that we lost enormous profit and revenue. There you are. There's the proof. And what happened? He was a senior serialist. Privatiser Jeff Kennett. Privatised the whole state of Victoria.
He condemned. So, Jeff Kennett, although he did come out in the end and try and make amends for his misdemeanours, he was an enormous perpetrator of the problem. So Jeff Kennett, although he did say that, he doesn't have any high moral ground, in my opinion.
No, indeed. So, we're seeing that the big question here is the constitution is being crushed. They're attempting to crush it down. And even the Abbott government, now is saying that the political situation's broken. Simply because we have, corrupt type practices occurring within our political systems. Is saying that now, that this kind of conduct means that the system of democracy is crumbling and breaking, and therefore we need to revise our constitution. We need to revise our democracy. That is of major danger. Is there not flashing red signals on that?
Yeah, that's very dangerous. Listeners, be very careful of altering the constitution when a politician wants us to alter it. Let's understand, listeners, what a constitution is. A constitution is a book of laws that control the way we're governed. In other words, it controls governance. Of course they don't like the Constitution. Of course they think it's an old, outdated fuddy-duddy book. Listeners, it's not. It's our protection to make sure that government govern us in accordance with some basic laws. And we need that constitution. We need it actually to be toughened up so that they don't continue to persecute us in the manner that they've been doing for decades. We want democracy back, or I want democracy back, and I want fascism gone. In other words, government, I want a fair go, and I've spoken about this before. Yeah. I just want a fair go, and I don't want you to keep destroying democracy and the people of Australia because of your idealistic points of view that you seem to be hell-bent on driving. We must not change the Constitution because some politician thinks it's some outdated old book. That Constitution is a very important document, and we must not lose sight of it easily. We must be very careful. This idea that they're going to put forward propositions to us and not spell it out is very dangerous. We're giving them carte blanche to further push us into this slavery and control situation that they're being hell-bent on delivering for many decades.
Yes.
And it's from both sides of Parliament, not just one side of Parliament.
Yeah, precisely. So we're seeing here that
the
lobbyists really, I mean, the thousands of lobbyists in Canberra are kind of knocking on doors, sleeping in hallways, using their, you know, in their suits, using their big checkbooks to buy their way in terms of policies. And, you know, so, I mean, the thing is that, you know, as raised in the article today, you know, that the lobbyists themselves do use enormous amount of time as well as wield a huge amount of influence upon the politicians, and it's beginning to sway the policies. The policies are also, and the policy formation and development has now been taken outside of the government, and it's now being, the policies are being developed in outside accounting firms. So that's a breach of the Constitution, is it not?
Yes, it is. Again, it gets back to Section 44, subsection 1. It also, I might add here, it is a breach of the oath of allegiance or the affirmation that they take before they walk into the chamber, before they sit into the chamber. They give an allegiance or an affirmation to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, and we're a subject to Queen Elizabeth II, so they're giving the same affirmation to us, we the people. Like the preamble of the Constitution access, whereas the people are central in this. They've got to govern for people. They can't govern for corporations. But listeners, they're doing it.
Yeah,
and they're doing it big time.
So we're seeing here that the debate that should be really in the hands of the public at large, as this man here has also agreed, that is this John Mendu. He says that the way to restore the power for the public at large really is for us to have citizen assemblies and randomly selected people who will start to and inform people who are informed about issues. Speak out and speak up on issues and to formulate it and to get the backing of the people in your given electorates. Have I not said this many times on this show? This is what we need to do. This is the answer. This is the solution. And it's great to see this coming up from a man, John Mendu, that we had a very significant role inside of government, inside of parliament. And he too is very concerned about the over-representation of lobbyists inside Canberra, inside our parliament. So our views aren't getting up. Any wonder we're saying, well, look, the 2014 budget was just disgusting. It was one of the worst on historical record because it was presenting the views of the corporations. That showed that the corporations had penetrated so significantly the policies of our democratic nation that their policies were represented and not the policies of the people. That's how you can measure these policies and see, are they in the public's interest? Are these for us or is it for them? That's how you can tell who's penetrated the lobby line. So the thing is that we can see here too, Kelvin, that the issues that have been coming out, these lobbyists are not only spending millions of dollars in persuading the mind, it's worth millions to them. They might spend millions, but it's worth multi-billions to them in return if they can sway the policies of the nation their way. We've seen that on a number of issues. But they even use the metropolitan papers, newspapers, and they even put the articles in there that they have had knocked up from public relations agencies. So the public relations agencies, they pay to knock up the article to put in the paper that is pro their policy, so that the newspapers will start to pump out their policy. The politicians read the newspapers and say, oh, there seems to be, oh, this is the way we've got to go. Oh, there seems to be, oh, this is the issue. And they use case studies and stories and you name it, data, and also to research to say X percentage this, X percentage that, okay, I should adopt this. So therefore, politicians are swayed by this data that's in the papers. So these lobbyists are really, it's a lobby force of a great might and a great power. And it really, I think, behoves us, as Australian public. We need to make our democracy work and function, and we need to be out there. We need to be actively involved. We've got to get right off that couch, right now, and start to get along to our politicians. But not only just that. We need to start running the meetings in our electorate. We need to get the people up, get standing up on your feet and start getting the meetings together, get a number of people and start to, call the meeting, elect the chairman in the meeting, elect the secretary, start to document the outcomes, knock up the agenda items, start to meet. And, this is where we will start to turn the situation around. So, Calvin, that is of grave concern, and obviously that's a way forward. It's up to the public at large to do this. But what about some of the concern as well, as we've seen with the judge, the judicial system, which is also part of our constitution, one of the major arms or pillars of our constitution, as we see the case with Judge Carmody that was swung from the magistrate's position into a very senior head of all the position of head of all the judges in Queensland. He was elevated to the position of chief magistrate by the premier at the time, Campbell Newman. But we're seeing, Star Chambers trial, is it not? I mean, instead of abiding by the roster and rostering the judges in to preside over issues, this is hitting the press at the moment. He actually put someone else in. He appointed them over the top of the roster system. This is surely one would argue, has all the influence of looking like, manipulation by, the Chief Justice, Star Chamber trial outcomes, where they, manipulate outcomes, and tamper with the, political process.
Absolutely. Just before I get on to the debacle up in Queensland with their judges, can I just say that if any people are interested in running these, town hall meetings or whatever you want to call it, Sharon, if they get in touch with me, they can do that through you, I'm sure. I'm more than happy to come along and talk at their functions and help them get going. I'm more than happy to do that. I do run a busy schedule, but I'm more than happy to help any interest group that wants to get up these town hall meetings, for the want of a better word, because I think that's a very positive way forward, and it's something that I'd really help people if they want to try and set it up.
Yes, indeed. And if there's a protest as well, start to, on the streets, and all that's legitimate, you get that up, do that, but at the same time too, start to get a mass line of all those protesters is going into your MP's office. Have them, and get along there to the MP and start to register your concerns about your policies that you want to see put into place, or the lack of them, in your electorate. We've got to start to make this electorate business start to work for us. At the same time too, I think we should have mass numbers of people, like the lobbyists are up in Canberra, in the halls of Canberra, lobbying. I think we should have mass numbers of the public at large up there, not just in protest at Parliament House, but getting inside and queuing up to see the politicians. We need mass queues on mass issues. They need to listen to the masses and not to the 99%, not the 1%. This is where the battle is, public. So it's all to be encouraged on all these three levels, multi-tiered level, and we need to concentrate our work and our effort into this. But we see a government that is pressing us to be time poor, that we need to work not just the 8-hour day, the 40-hour week, but to work 24/7. This is a government that's pressing us out of time and into no time, into being controlled by them. This is where we start to see democracy not working to the advantage of the public, but it's starting to work to the advantage of, and we're moving into and sliding out of democracy into fascism. Fascism, as Mussolini said, is the merge between the corporations and the politicians, those that run the state. And they are not above the public. They are the servant to the public. But when they think they are and they act they are, it's up to the public to make sure they're not that like that and put them back in their place. So this is where, organisation is required, Kelvin.
Yep. But getting back to this debacle up in Queensland, what you said is absolutely right, Sharon. The appointment of magistrates, judges and justices is to be done by the executive side of government, not the parliamentary side of government. And that's what we call the separations of power. So you have the separations of power between the parliament, the executive and the judiciary. So here you had the parliamentary leader telling the judiciary who was going to be their chief magistrate, chief justice, whatever he's been appointed to. That's wrong, because that's an influence that the parliament have over the judiciary. Can't have that. The executive appoint them, and it's their job to do that. Now, the former Premier of Queensland, he disregarded all that. He just threw that away. All of a sudden now, there's a breakdown of the separations of power, and that wasn't his only example of that breakdown of separations of power. There were others, and now it's turned out to be an absolute debacle. That person that he appointed is not up to that. And it's not a criticism of that man. He's just not up to the job of that. And because stupid former Premier decided to appoint him, now the state's in a bit of a problem. And this is another example of people meddling in areas they're not either qualified nor constitutionally able to do.
Well, this is it. It's the breach of the Constitution. And we need to have it all functioning. We need to have a knowledge of the Constitution. Can you just quickly give your address at clrg.info, which I've just given now?
clrg.info. And this Wednesday night, we do have a meeting at the Hallam Recreation Reserve at Frawley Street, Hallam. If people want to come along, they're more than welcome to come along.
Well, there we are, and we need to get organised, public and people, and we need to salvage and save our democracy. It's saving ourselves. It's saving our liberties and our freedoms, and that's been at the root of democracy for centuries. And we've seen on the historical pages that political forces come against that to really take our liberties and our freedoms from us, and this is where the fight is. The retention of them. So we hope that, thank you very much indeed, Kelvin, for bringing today the issues before us, and also to our responses. We hope we'll be able to at least point us in the right direction and arm us with sufficient knowledge and information to be able to take action. Thank you very much indeed for joining me today.
It's a great